What's the difference between a good witch and a bad witch? Is Pagan really evil? Can you really curse someone through voodoo? Well, Halloween is approaching, and we have a good witch in studio and psychic. Patty Negri is with us today to find out the mystic secrets. I'm Tony Sweet with Captain Ron. Welcome to Truth Be Told. Ron, we found a good witch.
Yeah, counter my
bad witch.
Counter the good witch we have. Yeah. All right. Well, we have Patty Negri back with us. I don't know. This is like your third or fourth time.
I think so.
Tis the
yeah.
season.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the right time to have her.
You haven't learned yet.
Yeah. No. Right. Well.
Nor have I.
For, yeah. We like to be punished. Well, thank you for being here again.
My pleasure, honestly. Love you guys.
Well, we love you too. And Halloween is here.
It is.
And this is your busiest season, I'm sure.
It is. It's been Halloween for about a month and a half so far. October wore me out about September 23rd.
Right.
Like, wait, we're not here yet. Yeah.
I remember trying once to get Elvira on in October, and they just pretty much laughed.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah.
You can have her on June 3rd.
Yeah, June 3rd.
No dolls this time that are haunted.
Yeah.
So
I didn't bring my bell this time. Bring my bell. She wanted to stay home.
She's like, I don't like Ron.
No, actually, she thought you were pretty cute.
Oh, nice. Well, it's been
dolls.
It's been a dry season for you for a while.
104-year-old dolls.
Halloween. So, you know, the biggest question with Halloween, you know, we know of it just handing out candy and dressing up in costumes, but it goes way deeper than that.
It does. Actually, around the whole world, they celebrate it in different ways. There's
Dia
de los Muertos in the Spanish and Mexican companies. There's even Romania has Dracula Day. But what it is it really is the day when the veil is thinnest between the worlds, between our world and their world.
Why?
Just what?
The
spirit world, between our world and the spirit world. So in like starting out in Ireland and Celtic countries.
Countries.
Thank you. It's time to celebrate the dead and cross over the dead. And actually, that's what jack-o'-lanterns are about. They used to actually use turnips and beets because they didn't have pumpkins, but they would carve them out to scare away any bad spirits because spirits are really active this time of year. And every country or company, every country has got its own version of that because people could see that the veil is thin and you could see more ghosts and there's more activity. So they would create their own traditions around it. So again, the dressing up in Europe, then to America, and now pretty much everywhere. Japan's got their own customs. The whole world now celebrates versions of Halloween, some of them anciently and some of them new. The scary costumes were like, again, scare off the bad spirits, just like the jack-o'-lantern in front of the house. And there are several countries were about giving out the things and knocking on the door and running. So that's all combined into what our American Halloween is.
Yeah, our scary costumes are like super, super short shorts. And our costumes are sexy costumes. Like they have the Mr. Rogers costume this year. And it's like short shorts and like a red bra sweater that's like Mr. Rogers.
That's yours?
That's what I'm going to do.
It's going to look really cute, actually. That's going to look good. But no, just that's how, like, in ancient times, all the seasons, it was why what they knew. Harvest time, Easter, you know, harvest time, fall, you know, springtime, mm-hmm. Easter. Point, yeah. Everything by went with they know, what they saw in nature. And this is what they saw in nature beyond the harvest, the big sun, the little sun. It was the spirit time.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, no, it's I know when I was a little kid, we took it really serious. Like we decorated the house, you know, we had a coffin and all kinds of stuff that we, you know, try to
I had that as well.
The people still do that, but it's funny how it's like Christmas, they pull things from different religions and then they kind of combine it. Like Christmas tree has nothing to do with.
No, it's pagan.
It's pagan.
Almost all the Christian, nothing wrong with Christianity, but they borrowed from all the pagan traditions to get people to come to their way. Like Easter, what does that have to do with bunnies and eggs?
Right.
That's the fertility of the pagans, just like the Yule log and the Christmas tree. Every season it's like, well, if we give them this, the familiarity of it, but with my gift, my little weird psychic gift, I see energy. So the through line, that's what's really fun to me about belief systems and religions and cosmologies, is if you take away these specific words, there's this beautiful through line in all of them.
Oh, my God.
Now, is this, yeah, this peak for you at this time of year, like you're saying?
Yes, this totally really? Peaks. Because, okay, number one, there's lots of activity. I speak, I teach, I do a lot of paracons, you know, conventions and things. But also, because the veil is really thin, there's lots and lots of ghost activity. So I'm clearing houses. I'm clearing warehouses. I'm clearing lawyer offices and agents' offices because they're going, there's just crazy stuff happening.
Well, if you, let's say there's two business owners who just can't stand, they feel like they've been cursed. What can these two, just two random guys, let's just, I don't know, let's just say Tony and Ron, just for sake of argument. And let's say that they feel that their companies are cursed and they can't seem to get any footing. What should they do? Call someone like you?
Well, you call me or do it yourself. Get my book for $6. Get yourself a lemon. Get yourself some salt.
And just rub it in your eye.
No. It's an uncrossing spell. It's old country magic, old southern magic. There's a little chant that you do. There's many versions of it. I do have one in my book. And you're going to, because lemon is cleansing, salt is cleansing, and chanting in the words that you do. So my little thing is sour spell to sour fruit. You must go there because that's your suit. Into this lemon ever bound, all cures, all ills with salt and sound. And you're chanting this thing as you're cutting this little lemon.
Right.
And then you're salting the hell out of this little lemon. And da da da. With that, and you have this other little chant. And then you literally sit it in the window, sit it on your refrigerator for it to dry, and you will feel any negative energy, any curses. 99% of curses aren't real curses. We create them ourselves.
I was going to ask if curse is real.
I mean, some are. Some curses, there's bad magic practitioners or just even somebody flipping you off on the highway. In a sense, that's a baby curse. It's
right.
Like, it can affect them. They're going to get angry or whatever. It can affect you for a second or two.
Right.
There are real curses, but almost every real curse isn't a real curse. We create it ourselves. The biggest, best curse you could do to somebody, which I wouldn't do, is say, I'm going to curse you guys. Walk away. Never even think about you again. You guys start creating the hurts in your brain, and we always live into our expectations and realities. But this lemon thing,
it's like worse in their own mind that you just tell them, I'm going to curse
yes,
you, and
you
let them.
Because I don't want the bad karma attached to that. But right. So this lemon spell, whether it's a real or imagined curse, it just takes everything away. We did it, actually, like, here's a known curse. Last year, not this year, the LA Dodgers, they were winning. They won, like, 20 games in a row. And then Sports Illustrated magazine did a special on them. Is this the best team in the world? And they put them on the cover.
That's
and
a curse.
They tanked. Yes. They
it
like
is.
Lost like 20 games in a row. And everybody's right. Like, oh, yeah, there's that Sports Illustrated curse.
So they start using that every year. Like, don't get on a cover.
Well,
right.
Well, no, what happened? What happened? I'm sure nobody sat there and cursed Sports Illustrated magazine, but we created that. Something bad happened to one athlete along the way. So literally, I was called in, and not by creative, I was called in by Todd, who's the sports guy? I'm just blanking out his name.
Yeah. For the Dodgers?
Yeah, on TV. Todd Rogan?
Fred Rogan.
I knew there was a Todd. Fred Rogan, Rodney Peete, Vic the Brick.
Right,
all
that's
these
that show.
Sportsy
yeah.
guys. Those sportsy guys, they called me in. We got him a little dragon going. Got him a little Dodger Blue Dragon. We did the lemon spell on camera, and they won, made it to the playoffs. We actually, besides making local news, we made ESPN national
nice.
With that. It works.
Well, to see if you're really, truly powerful, let's send you to Cleveland, because they haven't won anything in 70 years, so...
Well, I'll jump the plane.
There you go.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure they would fly you out if they could.
It's amazing what people do. It's amazing.
Can curse, not well, curses, but you've heard of like, you know, your great grandfather, blah, blah, something happened. And then every generation after that just kept the same kind of routine of getting cursed. Can you pass traits down spiritually through generation to generation that could cause negative outcomes?
There is bloodline things a little bit. There is karmic things, past life things.
Right.
But again, I think more of it's psychological than anything else. You hear that grandpa had a curse and dad had a curse. You're going to just live into it.
Right.
We live into those expectations.
I love that we have a witch on and she says... what I would say is it's mostly psychological.
Yeah.
That's great.
It is. It really is.
I love
because
that you
I'm
say that.
A firm believer of mind, body, spirit connection.
Right.
That's it. That I mean, 200,000 books are written about that. The whole self-help section, the spiritual
right,
section,
true.
The witchy section. Without your head, you don't have it. You know, you have to believe whatever or it just doesn't happen. I'm going to open the door. I'm going to be lucky. It's going to be hard. And your body has to take action. We get that. Mind, body. I'm going to eat healthy. I won't go to, you know, the fast food. But the spirit, that's the part that people miss because it's a little ethereal. It's a little
right.
not. What does that mean? Because one out of three is wishful thinking. I wish I was rich. Two out of three is hit or miss, usually miss. Three out of three is always a home run. It's just always a home run. But the spirit's the battery, and people don't get it. In actuality, you could do it a million ways. You can go to church. You can go to temple. You can go to mosque. You could pray. You could do a vision. You could be all new age. You could do a vision board. You could do affirmations. You could do a spell working like I do. You could do ritual. But as soon as you get the headset, the body taking action, and the spirit behind it, it's a home run.
Wow. So, Ron?
Last time she was on, you were headed over to see Marilyn Manson.
Ah.
Remember? And you were going to do a seance over there.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Okay. Well,
you remember that.
That was good.
See, I remember that. It was a year ago.
Wow. Yeah, well, even more than that. That was my only case of spontaneous combustion ever.
What?
Yeah. Oh, and caught on camera. Okay. This house had been built actually by Charlie Chaplin for his girlfriend at the time, Mary Astor, old movie star.
I thought she was going to go fine.
No.
She's actually got a great...
No, I've got a really good story. Right. Crazy story. So it was a crazy party house in the 20s. Then the Rolling Stones manager bought the house.
Oh,
and Rolling Stones lived there. Mamas and Papas, Gram Parson. Then after that, all these rock creative people. And then the guy who invented the real life sex doll moved in.
Holy.
And then after he moved out, Marilyn Manson moved in. And the house actually got too scary for him after something happened.
For Marilyn Manson?
Marilyn Manson. But he loved the basement.
That's
and recorded
hilarious.
In the basement. And that's what. So we are up there and I'm doing a seance. The house looks like a haunted house. It's four level old 20s with the stained glass and like literally a compass drawn in the floor, which is a ritualistic
thing.
And so I've got all these young people around. And young people have high life force. So, you know, a bunch of, young people have high life force. So when I do, young people that, you know, 19, 20.
Oh.
Yeah, well, it's all relative. So anyway,
Times
this
four.
One kid, maybe we had four cameras on it because we were shooting this documentary and then I brought a couple cameras. So I said, be skeptical, that's okay. But you have to be respectful because whether you believe it or not, it's real. And this kid was just being a smart aleck. And so he was pissing off the ghosts. There was three really strong ghosts.
I'll show
because
you.
There is true. Big in life, big in death. You know, Bob the Mellow Banker who lives in his cubicle. When he's a ghost, he's Bob the Mellow Banker. Some old rock star or movie star or whatever, they're big. So this guy was really angry we were there. So this kid was saying really stupid stuff. So first, really cool stuff was happening. Like the French doors flew open. And I'm like, wow, that's like special effects, which I'd never fake anything, but it was cool. And then that happened again.
Not in the sense, folks. We keep the show clean.
Keep it
Go
very
ahead.
Clean. And then the speakers on the floor came on like this white noise. They weren't even plugged in as we looked later. So all this stuff happened, but it was building and it's building. And we were using the Ouija board. I'm a proponent of it if you know what you're doing. But this kid said something really bad when we were talking about some bad stuff that had happened in the basement. All of a sudden, my cameraman facing this kid literally burst into flames.
Come
on. Spinal tap, spontaneous combustion, caught it on two of the four cameras. His
Why
camera
is this
didn't
not all
it.
Over the news? Why would we have we not even seen it? Come on.
I've got it on camera. It was just like angel wings of fire up his back. Everybody is screaming. Two cameras actually caught it. Two cameras, his didn't. And somebody else hit the ceiling, hit the floor. Because I guess you test the ability of a cameraman by your room bursting into flames.
Holy
and God. I, you know, cool, you know, medium witch Patty becomes a medic, which I am. It's like, drop and roll. And I'm shutting it down. I'm shutting it down. I'm shutting it down. And I call in my guardians the way I work to shut it down. And I'm like, we are done. Seance done. I don't care what we're doing. But the cameraman, he's this beautiful French-Canadian, dear friend, Laurent Malachi, he goes, he was inspired. He's like, no, it's okay. I'm okay. A little blistering. I'm okay. I'm like, So I talked to the ghost. He wasn't demonic. He was just a cranky-ass ghost. So I talked to the ghost, and I said, we're not even going to get rid of you after the seance, where I usually do. We're okay. So he had a sweater. He took off the burnt-up shirt, which, poof, burnt off him like that. And it was a cotton. It burnt off like it was a nylon or polyester. It was really weird. But the kid...
That's the weird part, because normally when someone bursts into flame, the pylon burns more. Yeah. The cotton really... That's the weird part.
But the kid got really well-behaved. That dumb kid got really well-behaved. So we finished the seance. And, you know, they did try to push Lauren off the cliff a little bit later, but I made him a mojo bag. A glass flew through the room. Most activity I've ever seen anywhere. But the coolest part, the coolest part, other than he was inspired by it, he actually wrote it. This is why you haven't seen it. He wrote a script with Stephen Norrington, the guy from A League of Extraordinary Gentlemen and the Blade series,
right,
about a Hollywood medium, does all the reality shows, and then it turns into a horror film. So I actually sat with him.
That's a great premise, actually.
Yeah,
it
is a great premise. But I sat with him going, oh, no, you can't say that on the film. He goes, but you said that. I go, I know I said that, but that really opens a portal. So let's make up some makeup words, because you don't want to be a cursed film. We don't have to do that lemon spell. But anyway, 3 weeks later, after he showed me, he showed me where the scarring was on his back. It literally looked like he had went and got a tattoo of a dragon.
Now, can't people go see this online somewhere?
But there's probably a couple little places on him, like a GoFundMe thing. But you see the teeth, you see the wing thing into the shape of the serpent. And that is exactly what I called in to shut down the seance. I work dragon energy. It's crossroads energy. I'm like, you have a tramp stamp of a dragon.
That's very similar to Tony's, as a matter of fact. But we don't have time to go into it now, Tony.
Mine's lower, though.
This is incredible. I hope this is online to see.
Yeah, I could probably find a little bit of it to show you. They haven't a lot, because really they haven't done this film yet. So
they're going to put this in the film.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome.
I mean, that is amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty wild.
But it seemed like that was just like another day.
No, it wasn't. It was, I must say, and again, because I'm really good at this. I've studied my whole life. When people come to my home and do seances, or I travel the world to do seances, I promise nothing bad's going to happen. But again, this was
doesn't
a
sound
different...
like it. Just if you don't mind a dragon embroiled into your back,
she
by
doesn't do
fire,
that in the intro video.
Other than that, you'll be fine.
No, but this actually last week. But regular people who do it. These weren't regular people. This was a filming. These were people who knew what they were getting into, and we were calling in dark spirits. When I do it around my table, we're going to talk to your dead grandma. We're going to talk to the kid who died when you were in grade school. We're going to talk to your dog, Fluffy. Not this. But last week, I broke my rules. I was getting ready to film a podcast I'm getting ready to do on unsolved crimes.
Ooh,
and things called The Magic Hour.
One.
So my producer, we were in my house, and I hadn't set the space yet or set the Ouija board. She goes, I want to talk to my friend, because we have these great conversations with her dead friend. She goes, I want to talk to whatever his name. I was like, oh, we'll just do it really fast before the crew gets here, before the people get here, because I know her. I've known her for 10 years. I trust her. And we were going to do the Black Dahlia murder and the Dr. George Hodel, who's like a serial killer. So we are sitting there. I'm leaning across my dining room chair. Nobody else in the room, me and her, across the room. All of a sudden, I got pushed into my chair, into my little antique chair. Hurt so bad, knocked the wind out of me, almost hit the ground. I've never been like that. And I actually had to go to the doctor the next day. I've got ripped cartilage all across my floating ribs right now. It's like, oops.
What about those people? I've heard this, you know, I've asked psychics or people in paranormal before, like, oh, ghosts can't hurt you. They can't do anything to you. So is it ghosts? Is there different types of ghosts that can actually physically hurt you?
Well, what it is, again, like most ghosts are good. Like most people are good, some are bad. He's a horrible, misogynistic, serial killer doctor. But what the truth is that this is our realm of existence. They really do have to play by our rules. I've just naturally known that since I was a kid. I was 3 when I started talking to ghosts, 7 when I started doing seances. And I just kind of naturally knew you stay away from the bad ones, the good ones. But if something comes in, which there's stuff all the time, if it feels bad, go get out in the name of whatever, whoever you believe in. Not with anger, because that'll feed a dark spirit.
Right.
Not with fear, that'll feed a dark. Just like kind of a disciplinarian parent. Get out in the name of God, in the name of my dog, in the name of your, you know, Louboutin shoes. You can't. And guess what? It works. It really works. But people give away their power all the time because they don't know better.
Mm-hmm.
But unless you have a severe, you know, severe mental imbalance or severe
right.
addiction problem, then all bets are off. Severe drinking, alcohol, drugs, then, yeah, they can get you.
I have, we have a lot of mediums and psychics. Those are two different things, I think, ish.
Yeah.
We've had them on the show, and I'm trying to be open to that. Tony's much more open to that than I am. I'm a little more.
He's coming around.
Yeah. So now I want to know how they, because I have interviewed a few of them that I feel are pretty compelling and pretty strong and pretty interesting. Now, how does that differ from you who have these abilities, but you're also a witch? Or is that a completely separate?
No. The witch part, the psychic means is that kind of you could see patterns of things into the future, so to speak.
You're a psychic who just happens to be a witch also.
And the medium means you could talk to dead people. The witch thing, I think, was born in me because I was in my little suburban Long Beach backyard picking rosemary and knowing if I put it in my mom's wallet, she'd have more money. It's like a weird bloodline thing. It's like a shamanistic.
So that's a different, separate thing.
Many witches are gifted, but most psychics and mediums aren't witches. But right. to be a witch means a lot of things, too. It doesn't. Some people mean it's like a religion. Oh, I'm Wiccan or I'm ceremonial.
Right.
Or it just could mean to be a witch also could just have nothing to do with religion. And it's a practice.
It's almost shamanistic.
It's a practice. It's a shamanist, meaning I believe and I can take fate into my own hands and change fate. Because the natural pattern of things just takes the easiest path, basically flows downhill. But if somebody, you want to call yourself a witch or even a healer or a shaman, you go, okay, my natural path is life is this. But if I go shift and I turn the stream this way, I can change it. That's what to be a witch means to me. You could ask 72 of us and you'll have 72 different
right.
explanations.
You said a medium speaks to
the dead.
And a psychic just
sees
what?
The future.
Sees the future. And you
and
have
a witch
that ability
changes
as well.
Any of it.
You have all three of these. Oh my goodness.
I do, yeah. Somebody's got to do it.
But we all, we all have the ability.
But no, we all, I think everybody's yeah. born with it. How many kids? I mean, I just kind of knew that those imaginary friends little kids have weren't imaginary. I got real information. I could tell you things. And I think all kids have it. It just gets taught out of us. And in our Western modern society, which is so non-mystical, even our spirituality or religion isn't mystical anymore.
Right.
It's like that's that left brain put. That's your imagination. This is fact.
No question. I don't remember ever even thinking I saw anything when I was a little kid like that. Did you?
I did see a old man ghost in my home.
Well, but that was a ghost. But you didn't have these.
I didn't have imaginary friends.
Right, I didn't.
I don't
either,
remember
right.
that. I don't remember it.
Yeah, I don't remember
but
that.
But you saw a ghost.
Yeah, I did see a ghost. And
but he's whack.
Right. True.
Well.
So.
Yeah, it was. I definitely now I know. I think I had a very strong intuition,
mm-hmm.
which is
psychic.
Same thing. Psychic.
Now, when you saw a ghost, was it? Did it look like a real person, or
yeah,
was it translucent?
Like an old man. Because my whole family would hear the sounds of it, like walking, doors shutting. Everybody heard it. I just happened to see it. I'd wake up at night. I would look over and I would see like an old man standing there or sitting there. Years later, my nephew, when he was about the same age I was, he was in the house with same house that I grew up in with his mother, my sister-in-law. He looks over and said, "Hey, Mom, look at that old man sitting there." And she looks over, nobody's there, and she said, "Where?" I was sitting right there in the chair. And she remembered me telling my story. So, and then she picked him up and ran
now
out.
Now, what do you think of that?
I think that's completely normal. And okay, nothing dies. Science,
you think he's normal?
I didn't say, as far as seeing spirit.
I see.
Nothing dies. Science has proven that. It just shifts, right? They say things. Something can't just disappear.
Energy cannot be destroyed.
Energy
right.
cannot be destroyed. So I would say that's the same with the spirit. So whether, you know, you become part of a great consciousness or Akashic Records or your spirit or soul or whatever. It's been a part of every belief system in every culture forever. I have literally been thinking, I cannot explain. I've been given iPhone codes by a ghost so his wife and child could get the
Wow!
The
now
off
see
of.
That's great.
That's practical.
Do you get that on film? Because that
is not on film. But
see, those are the kind of things that would help to bring other people on board.
But not necessarily, because if somewhere in the middle is the middle, but a true skeptic, you could have a burning bush of Moses and levitate 17 feet. They are going to say, "Oh no, that's not real. It's trickster." It's
yeah, but
whatever.
I'd come on board.
Yeah, I mean, most people do. So, again, but somebody who doesn't want to believe doesn't, and it actually doesn't
but
matter
you,
to me.
The iPhone code thing is fantastic.
Oh, that was great. This poor guy died. He was young. He had a little kid, and there his wife sat with, and there's like 1,000 pictures and videos and couldn't get off. And this was about the same time, I don't know, a year or two ago, when the FBI was trying to get Apple to give a code
right.
for some criminal case. And they wouldn't
they
do
won't
it
do
no
it,
matter
right,
what.
Right.
And I'm like, well, they should have just used a Ouija board. 72956 open.
See, if I saw that occur, that would be impressive.
But don't you think, like, Ron, when we interview many people, and you've even said this 1,000 times, where you say, hey, do you believe in UFOs? No, not really. Then you say,
oh, well, there's this one time.
And so, but there's
they all have a story.
A lot of people are like that with ghosts and spirits.
That's true.
And that they'll go, no, I don't believe in that stuff. But when I was a kid,
yeah.
I mean, so I think there's a lot of people that believe in it. They just don't want to express it.
Yeah. And again, because of our society, our very, again, non-mystical, Western logic-based society.
And from your perspective, it's like they don't believe it and who cares because you know that it's there.
Yeah. And I don't need to proselytize. No one has to believe. I there's many paths to get from here to Pacoima.
See, if I knew something, it would drive me so crazy that everybody else doesn't know. I just, it bothers me. But every time I talk to somebody, they're just like, well, I know that they're there. I don't care if anybody else does.
Right.
See, my whole thing, I don't care if anybody believes in ghosts or spirits or what their religion or belief system. I think they're all right. You know, but I just hate it that people give away their power all the time. That's my little...
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
In looking how I work with people every day, I see clients. And again, due to society, belief systems, fear, breaking the rules, people give away their power to be their real selves. Mm-hmm. And that drives me crazy. That's the one I want to slap them over the side of the head.
So what are we supposed to do? What advice would you give us that we're supposed to?
What I do, I literally, it's really about getting a little bit back to nature. It doesn't mean you have to go get barefoot and be a tree hugger. But again, the littlest things, like literally following moon cycles. We are 60% water. We are affected by the moon. It's not just the crazy full moon like police and hospitals will tell you. But if all of a sudden you're following the moon cycle that literally... the almost 2 weeks of the waxing moon, you choose, I'm going to add into my life today. More fun, more lunch, more sex, more whatever you want to do, more money.
I'll take it all.
On the way. Yeah. And the full moon, you get out there, you give gratitude. Thank you to whoever you thank for everything you have and make wishes for you want. Full moon magic works great. And then that next almost 2 weeks, while the moon is waning or getting smaller, that's the time to let go of not good or bad, but what's not serving you. I worry too much. I don't take enough time for myself. And on the new moon, the dark moon, do a few moments of contemplation. What do I want now? Not what did I want last month? Not what does my family or the society want for me? And then you go back into that waxing, adding in. All of a sudden, you are doing what everybody strives for, like literally consciously creating every day. You've got like 2 weeks of adding what you want and need, that celebration and gratitude, that 2 weeks of releasing what doesn't serve you. I promise, the good stuff in your life gets better faster and faster. The stuff you don't need anymore falls away faster and faster with grace and ease of the moon. We're tapping into our tides. So
sounds
everything
like a lot of work.
I do is so, it's 2 seconds out of your day.
Oh,
it's a waxing day. I'm going to add into.
Don't
my
say
life.
That to him because he does the full body wax, right. And we're not talking about that. We're talking about the moon.
I like the Brazilian wax.
See, that's your business, Tony. Keep that part. It's interesting.
Well, I have somebody in the chat room, Cheryl. Wants to know, how can you tell if an evil dark entity is attached to someone? And if you do, how do you get rid of it?
Okay, there's lots of ways. Attachments, because, again, their emotions change, their way of being changes, their wording often changes, their attitudes changes, and things start happening weird around you. It literally does affect the energy of stuff like bad luck and their job's messed up and then this is messed up. Things in the house go wrong. I believe getting rid of things most of the time is is not as hard as it seems. You just have to take the power, though I do hang out with a really cool exorcist when needed. I think it's usually pretty obvious. And again, it really starts affecting your health to get rid of it. And from simple little, again, we get baby attachments all the time, like somebody flipping you off on the highway. You know, as little as a salt bath, throw in some salt and some sugar and some milk in a bath, go, you know, cereal yourself out.
Wait, you're saying that Tony should hop into one of his bubble baths and add what now? Salt?
Salt for cleansing, sugar for sweetness.
No, that's my Tony name. Sweet.
And milk for nurturing. Hmm. Not almond milk, not coconut milk. Mother's milk, you know, goat
and
milk,
bathe
milk.
In these items.
Yeah, you will feel like cereal. You'll feel like Cheerios. You'll feel like
and what does this do for you?
It's really cleansing. I actually use it a lot with people for them to do a lot of inner child work, for to go back in, because when I see the way I see people, I can see it's like, ooh, what happened to you at 8.5 years old? Because you put a block right here, and this is why you get headaches. And go talk to that 8-year-old because they're putting some perceptions of you that you got wrong. And to do it in this beautiful bath of salt and sugar and milk just works, because you're naked, because that's how you get in a bath.
Right.
And it's just really cleansing, because everything has attributes. Again, mind, body, spirit. There's the spirit. Salt is cleansing. Ask anybody. You
Not
know.
Sweet and low.
Not sweet and low. Ooh, no. Yeah, you're
probably, Tony, I was just making sure.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, a lot of times when you say exorcism, we go, at least our age, exorcist.
Yes.
I mean, can it get that bad?
I think it can. I think it's rare. But again, right now, things are getting active.
Right.
So more active, because literally as we move into that age of Aquarius they sang about in the 60s, within the next 500 years, it's not as solid as it was. The veil really is thinning, not just at Halloween. It's not our parents' world of solid ground, black and white, right and wrong, yes and no. It's
getting like this. Do you think more people will have more abilities psychically and medium?
I think more people are going to get abilities. I think this next generation coming up is a whole different.
Can't get them through the phone, they're not going to get them, because they're going to be looking.
Well, who doesn't have a ghost app on their phone? I do.
What the hell's a ghost app?
Look at Ron's like, what the?
It's, what the oh my gosh, it's this little thing that you pick up
you
the ghost.
You can tell, yeah.
You
ghost
act like
radar.
This is a normal thing. What is
no,
it?
No, it isn't. I want me to show you?
Yes.
I do. Okay. It's called Ghost Radar, and the show I do is Ghost Adventures, and the best, the inventors in the world, the guy who invented the Mel meter, all this fancy, expensive, technical stuff.
Yeah, Penny's on the, was it the Travel Channel?
Travel Channel, Ghost
Travel
Adventures.
Channel, Ghost Adventures. That's the show she's on.
Yeah. Not all the time, but often, very often. So whenever they need a seance, or if he exact will just throw me in blindly into a building, say, tell us what happened here. I'm always scared to death going, what if I get crickets? I don't. But they pull you into such active place, you always kind of, oh, yeah. Serial killer, this or that. But anyway, they were
like
talking the last 2 years I did their Halloween special. This year was a 4-hour live on travel. 4-hour live.
Holy
in
crap.
The moment, which is really a rough idea, because ghosts do not know break for commercial.
Right.
They don't. The break for commercial, we got a break, and then the room would burst into flames, but not.
Off camera, and then we come back, and oh, you just missed it, but guess what happened?
Yeah, exactly. It was really hard. But we would be sequestered in a room, some of us, and they're talking about all their fancy apps and stuff, and I got really brave. Again, the best inventors in the world. I go, I use Ghost Radar. But I like the $2 version, not the free one, because the $2 version collects the words. And Gary Galka, who invented, again, some of the best equipment, he said it was legit. He said the guy who invented this little dollar app basically stole it from the guy, copied and pasted it from the person who invented the Ovilus.
And, so what does this do?
This will, I wonder if I have to take it off. This will, okay, any spirits in here, you want to come in and talk to us. You'll get little, I don't know where to hold this. You get little dots coming in. You will get little words. This, I thought it had to be fake when I first put it on years and years ago. When it came in. No. I thought it had to be fake. But all of a sudden, it said, do. It gave me the news literally 3 hours before it happened, and very specific news. It said, Norway, island, children, killed.
Oh, wow.
3 hours later, a crazy person drove on an island and killed a bunch of children.
Does that save that?
Yes. The $2 version saves
it. So then you could show somebody that, look, this came through and then 9/11 happened
names,
or what have
we
you.
We get everything. Yeah.
And that's how close it was.
Yeah.
What? Well, see, if you could just do that so easily, why don't you do something here live on the air right now? And can you try to do something?
Wait, to conjure somebody or something? Okay.
Something, yes. Point it in that direction over there.
Yeah, well, this is just picking up. But so just...
But on your own, just without, you
on,
know.
On my own with the, okay, so just, I didn't bring all my stuff, which you don't need stuff, but I usually would have my bells and my incense and my protection oils, but what the heck?
Yeah.
famous
Ron last will protect
no,
you.
Yeah. so again, just we softly, easily do want to invite any spirits who may be here with us as we go into the season of Samhain. We slightly lift the veil. I do want to call the east winds to blow through away anything negative. I want the south, the fire, the passion to burn away anything and to get real communication. I want the west, the water, the sweet waters to call in the mists of the ancestors, and the north, Mother Earth herself, to give us a protection strong like a tree with roots that go deep into the earth and branches that float all the way to the heavens that we may touch the stars. So if there is any spirits here, which again, we're in a pretty active area and a very creative area, can you either speak through me or on this funny little machine and tell us something? Is there a spirit here? Also, I brought... I didn't, believe me, usually I have 14 baskets. But
if
my,
she says broom,
it's in the car.
Ah.
No, dowsing rods. I did I bring these before? These
we used to use those in Kansas to find water.
You find them water. Contractors use them. People find them water in the desert.
So we used weeping willow leaves.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Weeping willow. But these are the kind you can get on Amazon.
Right.
So, but again, I tested these for a whole year on sports teams, and I was better than my husband, who like really knows sports teams. For divination, they cross on yes and they don't cross on no. Again, I could hand them to anybody. I can't make them move. We are doing, right now, we are in studio doing Truth Be Told. Yes, we are. Right now, we are on the beach in Santa Monica. No, we're not. Point to Ron. Point to Tony.
Get.
I can't control. You could do this, too.
No,
everything is energy. Everything is energy. So is there a spirit here now?
Oh.
Yes. I think he's actually by the door.
By Ron.
Okay. So where are you, spirit, who said do?
Ron?
No.
Maybe it was Ron. By the door. Can you say something else again on the little machine, on the little ghost radar? Again, I'd really put it on for a joke, and then it really works. And I can go back and show you everything and say, oh yeah, that's my Uncle Max. And it says, it repeats itself. I was just doing a seance at the Alley Music Studios right down the street from her, which is infamous for music. Everybody was there, from Prince to Tom Petty to the Eagles formed there to Red Hot Chili Peppers film there. Everybody. But it had a lot of sex, drugs, and rock and roll too. So this was giving us names and numbers.
Wow. You know where we use something similar to that? When it was Char Margolis' birthday party at Off Vine upstairs.
Yes.
It's
a cool old house.
Yeah.
It's an old little bungalow, and it's really active there too. Again.
Yeah, it was going off like crazy.
Well, I think our area, right where we are now, there's a big old vortex. Right, it's in the Hollywood Hills. Of course, right in between Hollywood and Burbank, the creative area. I honestly think that's why Hollywood is where it is. It's not 50 miles that way or 50 miles that way. It's an energy vortex, like a Earth belly button, that drew in the dreamers, the writers, the musicians, the actors. And it's right smack in the middle of Burbank and Hollywood. Every time I've been there, it's not marked, I would find, you know, nuns praying, lovers kissing. Mm. It's pretty cool. Mm. Right in Griffith Park.
Oh, it'd be fun to have you at, I'm sure you host these things and have you do these things. I'm sure people love it. Like, I thought that was even cool.
These are great to actually take on, I will take and I can find portals if I'm either doing a clearing on a house or a ghost investigation. Again, with Zach and Aaron.
What do you find a portal? What does that mean?
A portal is like a door to spirit. Mirrors can create portals. The best way to create a mirror portal, or worst way, is two mirrors facing each other. And anybody who has a lot of spirit activity,
but you try to create a portal?
Well, no, some people do. Some people love to hang around with ghosts and spirits. it's, but it could give you a headache again if that thing is too much. But the place that a lot of people have where there's two mirrors is the bathroom. Because a lot of women, there's a mirror behind and a mirror front so you can see the back of your hair. And a lot of people say, yeah, I'm hearing stuff in the bathroom all the time. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, I remember when I was a kid. I don't know if you remember this type of where my brothers and sisters are quite a bit older than me, but they would scare the bejesus out of me. And it would scare a lot of people. They would talk you into going into the bathroom, shutting off the light, look into the mirror and say, I hate Mary. I hate Mary.
Oh, yeah, there's some other Bloody Mary. Bloody
yeah, supposed I to believe like, in ours oh, was, I my. Believe in Mary Worth. All yeah, versions right. of that, I believe in Mary. And yeah. you turn off the light and psh, and you see her.
Right, yeah? right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I would never. I would like, I'm good. I'm good with that. yeah. Well, you know, because we only have about 8 and 10 minutes left, I have a question.
Okay.
Now, Halloween's coming up. But mm-hmm. So we have pagan. We have voodoo. What's the biggest difference between a lot of these like more mystic arts?
Okay. Voodoo is actually like there's witchcraft, there's witchery and right. Wicca, and then there's Wicca, witchcraft.
Right. What's the difference between Wicca and witchcraft?
Wicca is a religion. I worship the goddess, or traditional British witchcraft, or ceremonial witchcraft, right. Thelemic, or chaos magic, which is the science irreverent right. version of funny witchcraft, which you would probably like because it's irreverent and science based and funny.
I do like irreverence.
yeah. So that witchcraft and a witch or the religion part, and then the craft is a practice. Voodoo is a religion. It's a belief system. Right. It's kind of pagan meets Catholic because that's what they created. Hoodoo is the practice.
Hoodoo?
Hoodoo.
That you do so
you
well.
You do that hoodoo. So
hoodoo is the practice
of their version of witchcraft.
Interesting.
Yeah. So voodoo is I'm a voodoo practitioner. All their deities and gods mm-hmm. and whatever they do. Hoodoo is I'm the spell working.
Mm.
Wow.
Interesting.
Now, what about if somebody passes away around Halloween? Mm-hmm. What is there a difference on the passage over, or is it any difference on the transition?
That's a good question. I don't think so.
My mom might died be an easy a day before Halloween.
It might be an easier transition. Pretty much in again my decades of doing this, the transition time from death is 40 days. Hmm. That's a
oh,
kind of a
really
yes.
Wait. To go to the other side,
yeah,
or whatever.
To go to the other side is 40 days. And that's almost biblical. If you look even the Judeo-Christian,
well, the 40
Moses,
days,
40
nights.
Day, 40 days, 40 nights, Moses, Jesus, Noah. It's all about 40 days. That's transition. It's actually, it's astrological. It's a
See, this is
cycle.
A thing for Martini because he was talking about, I wonder, that's interesting, 40. I have
40 days. So.
Okay, now something's blowing up on the radar there.
Yeah, there's a spirit coming in. See, and it's over there in that corner by yeah. you.
So the
coolest ritual
keep
the coolest ritual I know is called a dumb supper. It's done in a million belief systems all over the world, but rarely here. Some Orthodox Christian religions, and it's having when somebody dies, doing it 40 days after they die, or up to 40 any time after, and having a dinner for them. It could be as casual or dressy, but you have to have it backwards. You start out with dessert, then you have the main course.
And this is
and
after why to celebrate that they're gone?
Because the other side is a reversed mirror image. It shows the deceased loved ones that it's for them. It's like, so your dead uncle, dead dad will like, oh, this is for me. It's a dumb supper. So you could have whatever you want. You could be sad a little bit, but also talk like they're at the table. Some people put places for them. Here's a glass of wine for you. Talk about good times, talk about everything. Somewhere in the dinner, go silent, and that person will communicate to each of you to your own comfort level and ability. And then,
or you flip on the radar.
Or you flip on the radar.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the dinner, which is the beginning of the dinner because you're up to super salad course, then you say goodbye to their fleshly body because that's the one thing right. you can't have back. Unless you're into right. zombies, which we didn't talk about. It is zombies. No, yeah. zombies, you know, this meat suit you can't have. You either believe they've gone to heaven or they're reincarnated or they're just dead. You can't have grandma, dad, mom back. And all of a sudden, if you let them go, that helps them cross. Now you have a spirit loved one, not a dead loved one. And you could have a much better relationship with them.
I have to ask now, what happens during this 40 days? Is that when we can see them as ghosts?
We can see them after as ghosts too. It's harder for me. It's harder to get clear communication during that 40 days. I have in several cases that out of necessity, like suicides of young people and needing to do get real information of distraught parents. But it's foggier. It's like it's really.
So for
harder.
You, it's actually better to wait the 40 days.
It's better to wait the 40 days. If somebody
so
wants
they,
to come, really
what are they doing during that time?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
This is the off radar time.
Yeah,
pardon the pun.
Yeah, it's off radar. It's off the ghost radar. Yeah.
Interesting. And then after 40 days, you feel like they've made it over there.
They've made it over there. So then it's good. We let them go, and now again they're your spirit friend.
I feel like this is
going
to come up again, like with the martini stuff and the past life regression and the and the other world, the 40-day thing. I don't know why I feel like that.
It's actually astrological. It's some cycle of some planet or some star
really?
Or something. I'm not an astrologer, so I don't understand what it is, but it is.
Hmm. Pretty fascinating. Well, we definitely love having you here because you always bring so much knowledge. You throw things out. You think she's going to get stumped? No. Because you've been doing this, a few years. So
hundreds and hundreds of years.
Now, do you think, because we talked below. We talked a little bit about, what did it say, hello?
Below.
Below.
Oh, below. Hello, it's, below. But do you think also like the gifts as a psychic also from past lives?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think a lot of people that were psychics in the past come back as psychics?
I think it's kind of bloodline too, because my mom always said, oh yeah, grandma always knew when somebody's going to die. Her mother came to the end of the bed, like on my mom's line. And my dad's line was more this kind of Sephardic Turkish. That, like, I think it came in that side too. So I think I just
got
a double
whammy.
Dose. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
It's awesome.
Were you ever like that, Ron? Did you have like a family member that said that, I predicted,
very real world, very, very left brain grounded. I don't remember anybody ever saying things like that.
Well, before my mom died, she died, like I said, October 30th of last year. And but before she died, and this was what I found interesting, that she goes, I keep seeing people coming into the room and I look and nobody's there. Or about a month before she died, she says, my mom visited me.
Yeah.
And I was like, she never knew her mom. Like her real mother died when she, or not died, her real mother when she left when she was 1 year old, never saw her again. So I just found that very fascinating.
Are they coming to get you kind of thing?
Yeah, it's
is it preparing?
It's like preparing them. And you could actually see it. I saw it with my mom. They're going in and out of consciousness. Like the other side is there, the light or whatever they're choosing to see. And their loved ones will come and help them out. Anybody, there's some billion books written, people who died and came back, and how great it is. Dead people are fine. Death is hard on those left
living.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
But I've seen it in a bunch of hospital spirits coming in and going out and coming in and going out.
What do you think about, because my mom was in a nursing home, cause the resting place of many older senior citizens, and, do you think a lot of spirits do get trapped, or do they go back to where they're more comfortable?
I think some do get trapped. There's the different regular ghosts or spirits are like, they come and go because they want to and they love us.
Right.
The ones that are the shades, the ones that are stuck, like maybe it was a violent death or a car and they didn't know they're dead. And they're the ones with the edge to them. And those are the ones you easily send them to the light and they do cross over. What I like about where we live in Los Angeles is there's happy ghosts. Like you go to the Hollywood Roosevelt, you go to the American Legion, you go to the Athletic Club. Yes, they hang out and have parties.
Hilarious.
So I'm sure some prison or a sane asylum, those have the dark and scary ghosts. But here they just hang out because they can.
I always thought it would be great to
struggle.
Did she say struggle?
Yeah.
Struggle.
That is, wow. All right. Well, on that note,
let's tell people to watch on Travel Channel. They can see you on the Ghost Adventures.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And you have a website as well?
I do. PattyNegri.com, PattyNegri.com. And from there, you can get to all your usual social medias, everything. My book is on Amazon, Old World Magic for the Modern World. I spent more time unwriting it than writing it, so that's why it's doing really well. It's really simple.
What does that mean?
No, because I just knew when I started, 100 years ago, I'd buy these big fancy books and I'd be intimidated. I'd buy a simple, easy-to-read book and I would devour it.
So you had to scale it down.
I scaled it down. And in a week, I got bestseller in 5 countries.
That's awesome.
Crazy.
Holy crap,
it's got lemon uncursing spells and love.
Well, we're going to use it.
Money.
Tis the season.
We're going to use
Tony's going to go into the bath this evening. I can tell.
Right? Yeah. I'm going to go lay in some milk.
Yeah.
And what was the ghost app?
Ghost Radar.
Ghost Radar, because somebody was asking in the chat room. So, well, Patty, thank you so much.
Thank you.
A lot of fun. And thanks for coming now. Yeah, I appreciate it. I know you're busy.
And as always, everybody in the chat room, people listening on our podcast, iHeart, iTunes, Apple, I guess it's Apple now. And please subscribe to our channel and share this show. We'd love to have you share it. And hopefully you guys can come back every week as we have some of our favorite people and some of our favorite topics.
Like her.
Like Patty. Patty Negri, everybody. All right, take care. This is Tony Sweet with Captain Ron. Until next time, bye.
Bye.